Maine conservation groups say the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, just introduced in Congress, would not only help the state conserve its wildlife populations, but create jobs and improve the outdoor experience for Mainers and tourists. The bill would allocate almost $1.4 billion for states, territories, and tribes to implement their own wildlife action plans. It includes roughly $11.5 million for Maine. Commissioner Judy Camuso of the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife says they've identified 378 at-risk species in the state.
One of the primary goals of this is to keep common species common, keep our biodiversity intact and our systems healthy, and so that we don't have to list species moving forward.
Funding would support efforts to protect species and their habitats, from the moose, the official state animal with its cultural significance to Maine tribes, to the New England cottontail, the yellow-banded bumblebee, and other species. Colin O'Mara with the National Wildlife Federation says the wildlife crisis is escalating and a bipartisan push to collaboratively curb it is necessary.
As we're developing more roads, as we're converting habitat into housing or other types of development, we're losing more than a football field's worth of habitat every 30 seconds.
Camuso also points out that with the pandemic, Mainers have been spending more time outdoors than ever before, and biodiversity improves the outdoor recreation experience as well.
When we have healthy fish and wildlife and healthy environments, it's healthy for people as well, right? So whether you like to go birding or hiking or fishing or hunting or biking, this bill would benefit everybody.
The Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife's vision for using the money ranges from surveilling and restoring populations to developing landowner assistance programs and educating the public about conservation. For Maine News Service, I'm Lily Bolke.